From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The campaigns are coming off a spirited debate between the vice presidential candidates in Kentucky last night, looking to build momentum in the weeks left before the election. Vice President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin, where he accused the GOP of trying to protect the wealthiest Americans at the expense of the middle class.
They are so desperate to hold on to a tax cut the wealthy are not asking for. They're as patriotic as poor folks. But they know they don't need it, and they know it's time for them to chip in.
In Virginia, presidential candidate Mitt Romney applauded his Republican running mate, Congressman Paul Ryan, on outlining the ticket's economic plan last night.
He laid out our five-point plan to get this economy going, and the other candidate, of course, just attacked. But the American people are looking for answers, not attacks.
Romney and Ryan are due to campaign in Ohio in a few hours. U.S. stocks have been drifting lower with mixed reaction from investors. They remain cautious over J.P. Morgan Chase, even though the nation's largest bank reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings. NPR's Joel Rose reports Morgan Chase's third-quarter profits are up more than 30% on strong mortgage lending.
J.P. Morgan Chase reported quarterly profits of $5.7 billion, up 34% over the same period a year ago. The bank says business was up across the board, including a 29% jump in home mortgage lending. That led CEO Jamie Dimon to comment that the housing market has finally, quote, turned the corner. Another major bank also announced quarterly earnings today. Wells Fargo announced that its profits were up 22% over last year, roughly in line with analysts' expectations. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
And so far we're seeing U.S. stocks mixed, with the Dow up 3 points, NASDAQ off 5, and the S&P 500 down 4. In Syria, rebels claim to have taken over a major air defense base outside the country's largest city, Aleppo. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports the rebels say they confiscated 20 rockets.
Activists in Aleppo say the raid on the Syrian airbase happened overnight, as rebel fighters working to bring down Syrian President Bashar al-Assad ambushed the base with machine guns. Some reports said that among the rebels were jihadist fighters aligned with groups that have an al-Qaeda mentality and also include foreign fighters. The takeover comes as rebels also secured a town on a major highway connecting Aleppo to Syria's capital, Damascus. If the rebels hold the town, they would block a major transport point for the regime's army. Syrian rebels and the regime's army have been locked in a stalemate for many months as both sides make incremental gains in securing weapons and territory, but neither side has been able to deal a definitive blow to the other. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.
Before the close, Dow is up 3 at 13,329. You're listening to NPR News. Discontent with the first 100 days of Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi's term has touched off new clashes in Cairo's Tahrir Square. Morsi's supporters destroyed a stage where anti-government crowds gathered for a rally today. The Egyptian leader's critics are demanding more diversity on a now Islamist-dominated panel that was created to draft Egypt's new constitution. The Nobel Peace Prize, announced in Oslo, goes to the European Union. NPR Sylvia Poggioli reports it was cited for 6 decades of contributions to the advancement of peace and reconciliation, democracy, and human rights in Europe.
The European Union grew out of the ashes of World War II, the most devastating war in human history. Since its inception, it has guaranteed peace on the continent for the longest period in modern history. The dream of a united Europe started in 1950 as longtime enemies France and Germany agreed to pool their war-making industries, coal and steel. Wide-ranging social reforms produced cradle-to-grave welfare states that also kept civil and ideological strife at bay. But the EU has been shaken by the 3-year euro crisis that has fomented populism and anti-Brussels sentiment. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Berlin.
A dozen states are now reporting cases of fungal meningitis, raising the number of illnesses linked to contaminated steroid shots for back pain to 184. Officials with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say the death toll remains unchanged at 14. The tainted steroid medication manufactured by a Massachusetts-based company has been recalled. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.